Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke. Today I am joined by Laura Atkin. She is an actor turned film producer. She has a debut film coming out tomorrow, March 15th, and it's called Reuniting. And it's a story of six best friends who come together for a reunion and get a little more than what they were expecting. So welcome to Jeanette's TV and podcast, Laura. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm a little tired. I took a red eye flight. So other than that, I'm feeling good.
Oh, I know the difference in the time can really mess you up a little bit. When I went to Vancouver, it took me like 3 days to get used to the difference.
It's crazy. It's only 3 hours, but it's crazy.
Laura, I know. Laura, what inspired you to first turn from actor to director, producer, and make this movie? And, you know, I've got to answer that one first, and then we'll go into part two of this question.
So, as you said, I started out as an actor, and many years ago, I wasn't really booking the types of roles that I wanted to book or the types of characters that I wanted to play. So I started writing. I started writing the characters that I wanted to portray. So that happened, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the filmmaking aspect of it, and it just kind of spiraled from there. So I started as a writer. Then I went and started to learn how to produce. I was producing other people's short films. And then I thought I'd make my own. And so about 10 years ago, I made my first short film as a director. And that was it for me. That was my aha moment where I was like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do.
And that's okay. I mean, you know, often we start in one career path and move to another. But the main thing is you find your calling and what you're really passionate about. And it seems that directing is it for you.
Yeah.
So you've created a movie called Reuniting. Mm. And it's interesting because normally when we see these kind of reunion type stories, we see people in their 30s, maybe their 40s, trying to figure it out in life, trying to get their life together and figure it out. This movie, the women are six best friends, roughly 40s, 50s, and they do not have the life figured out and the retirement plan and all of that that you would think that they would. How does that change then the story, you know, and how does it affect the fact that they just don't have things in order the way they had hoped they should or thought they should have them in order?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting age because, like you said, you're nearing retirement or your kids are growing up or you realize you didn't have kids and maybe, oh, shoot, I should have done that, or your career isn't where you want it to be. So I'm going to be 40 this year, and I always like to look at my own future, what that's going to look like. And so I like to sort of figure out my own stuff by writing about it. It's my own therapy. And I just love that age where you're just, maybe you have more yesterdays than tomorrow, or you're getting kind of close to that and reevaluating, you know, am I doing what I want to be doing? Because I think so many of us settle into a life that maybe we didn't plan. And it's never too late. It's never too late to try something new, to do something different, to make a change. So that's what I wanted to explore.
And you're exploring it from the eye of, you know, not in front of the lens, behind the lens. And how does that change your perspective or your outlook on making the picture? Are you more concerned with, you know, getting the story right and getting it told? Or do you put more emphasis on the actual filming? What's more important to you?
Oh, that's so interesting. I think they're both equally important. I think the story evolves and grows as you're filming it. You know, when I'm sitting in my room by myself writing, the characters exist in my head and everything's just me. And then as soon as you cast, as soon as you bring actors into the equation, everything changes again because they bring their own ideas and their own personalities and their own character. And they take these characters that were in my head and they bring them to life. So it's now it's a new thing to play with. I like to think of movies being made multiple times, right? So you write the film, that's the first time you make the movie. Then you shoot the film, that's the second time you make it. Then you edit the film, and things happen and change, and hopefully always for the better. And then you add music. And I think when you add music, that also changes the film. So it's like a constant evolution, I think. So I don't think there's one thing that's more important than the other, but I think it's just constantly growing with the story as it evolves.
So getting back to the actual story, you have these six friends and come together, and the story starts with it, being a simple reunion, and then it kind of morphs into a story about life and death and emerging of the two. And so how are you able to, manage that? And how are you able to time it in the storyline? And how are you able to get the characters to interact in such a way where they display, the nuances, the good, the bad, the ugly of a friendship that has lasted 25 years, or has it?
It all starts with casting. You know, I have just the most incredible cast of actors, Jesse Martin and David Lewis and Bronwyn Smith and Michelle Harrison and Roger Cross and Carmen Warren, these incredibly talented actors coming together. And some of them I knew before. Some of them I didn't, but they all either knew each other or knew of each other. So it was really easy for them to all come together, and because they're so incredible, they were able to just create this chemistry. So I didn't have to do a lot for that. That was all them kind of bringing it together. And then as far as the script goes, you know, because we deal with some heavy subject matter, I really wanted to make sure the beginning of the film was light and fun and irreverent and jokes, and so you could really get to see how they might have been back 25 years ago and why they're friends.
Right, but then it becomes more serious. So how did you make that transition? How does it, go from this lighthearted, fun type of reunion movie to a more much more serious movie where you're, dealing with some very heavy topics that can be, it could have been depressing, but you didn't make it depressing. But I wanted you to sort of talk a little bit more about that. How does it transition, and how does it, like, what's the message it shows about these 25-year-old friendships, and what really goes on in those friendships, and what do the characters learn about their friendships, and what should the audience also take away from it?
Yeah, I think, you know, keeping that underlying friendship and humor and connection throughout the whole thing, I think was really important. I think if we had just had funny moments at the beginning and then just stopped them and then it was just serious, I think that would have felt really unbalanced. So continuing the tone from the beginning to the end of the film, even when we're dealing with heavy subject matters, I think was a really important way to balance out the story so the audience didn't feel super jarred by it. And what do I think the audience should get out of it? I think that we're all complex, human beings, and our friendships are complex, and we have secrets, and we don't always tell each other everything. And I think that's it, you know, I think that's the big thing, is that we don't always know each other as well as we think we do, but at the same time, we know each other, if that makes sense.
Yes, but I'm also thinking of the people coming to see the movie and the audience, and even my audience, because my audience is primarily 35 to 60 years young. And
Perfect.
they, probably are experiencing maybe not a reunion, but perhaps, close friendships that have lasted 25, maybe even longer, 20 than 25 years. And you were what you're saying is, yes, we don't always know everyone, or we don't always have the friends that we think we have. Maybe they're not always there for us when we need them. And there's often things that are not said that should be said. But women come together to support women, or at least they should. This is sort of an ongoing theme in our society today. And so keeping those secrets and what have you, it's really hard to be supportive and there for somebody if there's a secret. So what tips do you have about friendship and making it more, comprehensive and more real? And so, uniting women in a way where they can really and truly support each other.
I wanted to create a bunch of different women so that everybody and men as well in the story, so that everyone coming to the film could relate to someone. So that's sort of what I started with. But as far as female friendship goes, I have friends that I've been friends with since grade two, since high school, since college years. And I think when it comes down to it, honesty is what you said, really being honest and saying what you think and connecting with people. And if there's something that you feel, don't let it fester. I think that's what this movie shows, is if you don't say what it is you want to say, it bubbles and grows and turns into something much bigger than if you just said it in the first place.
And how do you well, you talked about the character development, but the question is really, how do you advise, or what can you advise about people on this journey who may not feel true to themselves, and then things come up in subject matter, or maybe there's a heated debate or something, and really, we're all just trying to get through the day. You said it's never too late to reinvent yourself. But what is something like a singular message about maybe on the self-growth, or getting to know yourself, liking yourself, loving yourself, accepting yourself, aspect of this film that you could share with us as a tip for people who, really haven't maybe been as honest or as confident or what have you in their life, and are now at this point where they're ready to break free. What tips do you have to share about that?
Well, I think for me anyway, it's the reminder of my own mortality. The reminder that, I just have this one chance, right? We're just here for this very small amount of time, and we are so lucky to be here and to be alive and to, have friendships and relationships and stuff. Don't waste too much time doing things that don't make you happy. Don't get caught in a hamster wheel of continually doing something that you don't like, even if it's something as simple as picking up a paintbrush because you used to like to paint when you were younger, or finding something that you can put into your day that brings you joy, because that's what we got. We don't have a lot of time, and I think it's so important that we just do stuff that makes us happy. I mean, that's what I would say. And of course, we all have to have jobs
I
and
would say,
mortgages and stuff, but
but I think also to add to that, it includes looking at your sphere, your circle, and not staying in toxic relationships
Oh, I
just
agree.
because you've known these people for X amount of years. Making sure that those relationships are actually serving you, and that they're helping you move towards your goals. And
Yeah,
as we near
absolutely.
the end of this interview, I'm gonna throw in a couple more questions. We have
All
about
right.
3 minutes left.
Excellent.
So why did you choose Bowen Island as the setting to film this film in, and did that setting contribute, or how did it contribute to the overall story or the effect of the story? What was your decision on that? Why did you choose that location?
Well, it was really started out as just very practical. My mom lives there, and two of our actors lived there. So it just started out as a very practical thing. But I knew
That makes sense.
I wanted to have it somewhere beautiful, and I wanted to have it somewhere that felt like they were isolated and away, but not like a cabin in the woods or something like that. And Bowen just felt right, you know, being able to film this movie in a small community during the pandemic, which was crazy, and support the local community. It just all felt right, and it all came together, and it is beautiful. Like the production value because of this beautiful place goes up exponentially.
I didn't make it to Bowen Island, unfortunately. I don't even know exactly where it is in relation to Vancouver or Victoria. Perhaps you could just sort of say where it is.
Yeah, so if you're in downtown Vancouver and if you're driving towards Whistler, there's a little place called Horseshoe Bay. You go to Horseshoe Bay, hop on a ferry, 15 minutes, and you're on Bowen Island. So you can be from Bowen Island to downtown Vancouver, including the ferry, in about 45 minutes.
Wow. So that was a spot I missed. I'd like to get maybe go back one day and see that. I've
Yeah.
never made it to Whistler, so that'd be another place to see. And Torino, that was another one I wanted to get to. I never got there. There's a lot to see and do in BC. It's a beautiful province to
All
explore.
over our beautiful country.
Okay, so we're nearing. Yes, we do have a beautiful country. We do. So, now tell us a little bit more about the opening of the film, because there's going to be, a few openings you were sharing with me before. And I'd like the audience to hear it so that they can sort of understand where they could maybe go to see this film. And maybe if they can't make it to one of the openings, maybe they could catch it on a streaming or platform or what have you. So please tell us where we can, about your openings, where we can go to see the film, and even provide a website at a link for us. That would be great. And we'll link it in the show notes for you.
Wonderful. So we're opening in movie theaters this week, so March 15th, in Vancouver and Toronto. It'll play for at least a week. It might play for longer, depending on how many people come out. And if you're not able to go to the screening in person, we will be rolling out, I believe, I don't want to say the wrong thing, April or May, will be on demand. So anywhere where you can rent a movie, you know how you can rent them on your TV or on your Apple or anything like that. Well, you'll be able to rent the movie in Canada. I believe it's May, but I'm not sure. My producer isn't in the
Okay,
room
so
with
like Crave, for example, we
me.
would be able to rent it on Crave or any of those.
So what will happen first is it'll be available to rent, and then later on down the line, it'll be available on a streaming service. Eventually.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and the movie theater that you said it's around for a week, which movie theater is that?
So in Toronto, we're at Yonge and Dundas, and in Vancouver, we are at the Cineplex Odeon International Village.
Okay, so it is a Cineplex Odeon that is running this, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, and the website we can go to learn more about you and this movie and anything else you have coming up in the future.
The best place is actually Instagram. I'm not sure if your followers are Instagram people, but at Reuniting
Well, we
Film.
do have a following on Instagram.
Excellent, excellent. I am
At
not
re, okay.
amazing with social media, but my producer is incredible. And everything you need to know about the film can be found on our Instagram page at Reuniting Film.
Okay, so we'll be sure to link your
Amazing.
link to Instagram. We'll also tag it with ours, and we do have a
Amazing.
decent following on Instagram. And we'll put whatever else we can. Is there anything else you would like to just sort of throw in now while we close out?
Yeah, I just, you know, if you haven't talked to one of your friends in a while, reach out, go for dinner, come see our film, maybe, but just, you know, don't forget to go out and have fun with your friends.
And remember, the movie's name is Reuniting, and that's what it's all about. So I want to thank you so much, Lauren, for being with us today. I want to thank my wonderful viewing and listening audience for joining us today. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off for Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. You can find us everywhere. You will be able to see the links in the show notes to keep watching us and keep supporting us. And thanks so much again for joining us and spending your time with us today.
Thank you
I'll
so
catch you
much.
next time.